Steep increases in utility fees almost always guarantees a higher level of public participation in their local government than usual. A large crowd of Rio Del residents came to the September 15th council meeting held at Monument Middle School to allow for the anticipated attendance with a single agenda item of the proposed 70% water rate increase. City staff presented the residents with information on the past rate increases that were never enough to sustain the system and allow for expected expenses and maintenance. The City Council in 2005 chose to set the rate increase too low at that time with the expectation that they would secure some type of grant funds in the future for maintenance and upgrades, despite that being against the agreement with the state who had provided financing. An annual rate increase of 3% was added on a few years later, but the water fund has continued to slide into deficits, which have been filled out of the general fund. The state has now told the city that they will not provide any more grants or financing for the water system until the rates are raised to a self-sustaining amount. It is this failure to plan for known and expected expenses by the past city staff and council that necessitates the steep 70% increase in rates that the residents are now faced with. Water customers who attended the meeting were vocally upset about the rate increase, which comes on top of a 1% increase in local sales tax and a 525% increase in local fire assessments. Numerous residents spoke of trying to manage their bills on a fixed income or stagnant wages, and it becoming unsustainable for many. There were questions regarding the possibility of some type of subsidy for low-income customers, similar to the CARE program offered by PG&E, but California state law in Proposition 218 does not allow some ratepayers to be charged higher rates to subsidize others. There are other cities that have looked at or created similar subsidy programs, but they are funded by other sources rather than higher rates on the remaining customers. The proposed increase will mean that residents of Rio Del will once again be paying the highest utility rates in the region. Trinidad was cited by Finance Director Brooke Woodcox as having higher rates than Rio Del currently. Trinidad customers pay $43.05 a month for up to 2,244 gallons of water, or 300 cubic feet. An additional fee is charged for usage over that amount. The proposed rate increase would mean that Rio Del residents using that same 300 cubic feet would pay $55.75. The average Rio Del household uses 5 units of water, or 500 cubic feet, which would cost $61.83. Combined with the current sewer fee, the average Rio Del customer will be paying $130.49 a month for water and sewer. The decrease in water consumption due to the drought has also resulted in lower revenue coming into the city. Woodcox addressed the possibility of a future increase in the sewer bill as well.
With the water consumption down 6%, revenues for the sewer fund are down as well because of the lack of consumption, the drop in consumption. And it is written in that ordinance that at the city council's discretion, they can increase those rates to meet that $1.167 million, which is spread amongst everybody. So that is up to the council whether or not those revenues come up.
There is a possibility you would have to raise those rates.
An additional surcharge will be increased on residents in the Upper Monument Road area, which includes the Dinsmore Plateau and Old Ranch Road. They have been paying 3 times the rates as they are just outside of the city limits and utilize a secondary pressure station to pump water. At the end of the 3-hour meeting, Councilmember Jack Thompson proposed an additional surcharge specific to the residents of Old Ranch Road, despite this not being in the recommendations from the consultant who created the water rate study. Old Ranch Road has been an area of contention with the city for quite a while now, with past threats to cut off their water service. Thompson's proposal to add on yet another steep charge solely for that area was not received well by the residents in attendance, and the other council members blocked adding it to the agenda for consideration on September 22nd. The City Council will be holding a special meeting on Tuesday, September 22nd at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall, and approval of the rate increase is on the agenda. If approved, the state-mandated Proposition 218 process would begin, which allows 45 days for property owners to submit written opposition to the increase. The city will be mailing out notifications to all of the property owners with information on how to submit a protest if they choose. A property owner who does not respond to the notification is presumed by state law to be a yes vote. If 50% plus one of property owners send in written objections to the increase, then the motion fails. Renters are not provided the opportunity to vote on the rate increase. The full video of the highly contentious September 15th council meeting is available at theriodeltimes.com. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.